broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Is it anybody or everybody?
All right.
It's whatever comes out at this point.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
It's everybody.
Yeah, see? He said anybody. I knew he was what a jerk.
Anybody, fine.
Anybody,
everybody. Anybody, anyone.
Yeah. All I want to know is I'm not eligible to get drafted, right?
Not anymore. Actually, you know what? Your little toes?
They're still young. They still look youthful.
No. That's
you can say it's a disability.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's not a disability. I can run faster than any of you guys in here.
Yeah, but that's because I'm fat. But no, we're saying you can use that to your advantage, though. You can lie.
I don't like to lie,
though.
You
don't like to
lie? You can get a placard.
It's hard to lie, though. Yeah,
right, a handicap placard.
All right, hold on. Let me throw this little cloth on the floor. Take off your sock and try to pick it up with your foot.
Oh, that's easy, bro. No, don't worry about it. I can do that.
He makes it into a handkerchief. A swan.
You know, for the draft, I think we're safe, you know.
Are we safe?
Yeah, we are.
I really don't want to be fighting in the front lines.
Bro. Yeah, man, you guys are, 48, 49 now?
What? 48, 49? What the fuck? 46, bro.
I'm 45. 46.
Man, 40 fucking 6, man.
Are you 46?
That's crazy.
Hey, before you know it, we're going to be 50.
I know.
And that's a whole different ballgame.
I know. I have how many years left? 12 years?
12 years?
13 years?
Hey, you guys heard about those ICE agents are technically eligible to go to war?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because
they're contract, because they're actually part of the Homeland?
Homeland Security.
Yeah. So technically, if they were to be, they could go and fight.
They should be the first ones drafted.
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
They're like, fuck, they're trying to act like this is a war here.
They already have a gun, right?
Yeah. Right.
They already have quote-unquote training.
2-day training.
It's 47 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's not even 2 days.
Fucking ridiculous.
That way they don't have to give them benefits or what?
I don't know, man. It's
fucking nuts.
Did you hear me? 47 hours. Why is it 47 hours?
Because he's the 47th president.
Yeah. What the?
Yeah, but that draft shit, man. I was asking you guys earlier. I was like, because I don't know how that shit works. Like, I was like, was it a lottery or what? But it's so then it's like a certain age. So it would be that would be the criteria, right? Like it would be like a certain age.
Yeah, 18 to probably 34 or something like that, right?
All the way up to 34.
Yeah.
You just made it, huh?
Yeah. I just made it, bro. 37. And it says if you had shingles, please do not apply. So I'm good. I'm good to go. Yeah. And I think you also, if you're like the only son.
Yeah.
You're probably lower in the possible draft order. Mm-hmm. And if you're like a husband or have a kid and stuff like that, again, you may be lower or not eligible, something like that.
All right. So I'm a husband.
You're good.
Yeah, you're good.
And I'm the only son. All right. So that's two strikes. And then number three is the little toes. So I got three strikes. Yeah. There's no way they're going to draft me, right?
No. Impossible.
I'm good.
Unless you tell them. Oh, but I play baseball
twice
a week.
And I'm fit as hell.
You can throw grenades.
I could work out. I work out every day.
Yeah, they wouldn't draft me, that's for sure.
Why not? But you already have that grenade education, bro.
Yeah, but, you know, it was a long time ago. But you know what? Just like riding a bike, once you learn it, you never forget it.
Dude, imagine if it was up to, like, parents to, like, if they're like, hey, send one of your kids. You get to pick.
Oh,
it was send Barlow's right away.
It's a take his ass.
First one in, first one out.
I wasn't even that bad, man. Shit. I wasn't even a badass kid. Yeah, I did some bad shit, but I wasn't that bad compared to other fucking kids, right?
You stole Cheetos, right?
Yeah. And I got caught.
You got caught.
See, I wasn't even good at that. What the fuck? Oh, man. But I don't think they're going to do it. But then again, you don't know about this fucking administration, though. Huh?
Yeah, wait, they're talking about the draft right now?
Yeah,
like he's left it open as an option.
But why? Why is there? Are we low in numbers in the military right now?
No, because he's afraid that, you know, there's not enough people. They're gonna take his son.
Well, his son should be the first one to go.
It should, right. But they're talking about his height.
What's wrong with his height?
They say that because of his height.
He's too tall.
He's too tall.
He'll stand too tall in the, like when he's in a ditch or something.
But you know what? They brought out as an example of David Robinson.
Yeah, and David Robinson went to the
and he was in the Navy.
He was in the Navy. Yep.
Yeah.
So they're like, there's no fucking excuse.
Yeah,
and shit.
Like, what the fuck?
So was what's that in baseball? Remember a long time ago, Ted Williams? He went to war, and he was playing baseball.
Hmm. Cherokee went fucking far.
I went far back.
I'm like, I don't recognize that name.
Don't recognize Ted Williams?
No. Well, isn't he the Hutchins disease guy? Or
no, what? No. That's ALS guy. That's you're talking about Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig,
I think, went to the war as well.
You know, I thought you know who I thought you were gonna say? Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy? No, he went to a different war. He became a serial killer out here.
Ted Bundy. Fuck. Yeah. No, was he? I think he. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
What? Military?
Military.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Well, I mean, the reason they're bringing that up is just as an option that's always been there. But, you know, no one since World War II has brought it back because it's unpopular, you know? And politically, it's a death sentence to your political career if you enact it. But if they do boots on the grounds in Iran, mm-hmm. You know, they're keeping it as an option.
You think this guy is worried about his political career? He's already like 80 something years old, isn't he?
He's worried about his legacy.
What legacy? But you guys aren't worried, right? Like, let's say if we were back in our heyday, right? What was our heyday? I think 30 years old was. We were okay, right? We weren't that out of shape. But let's say they would have recruited us at 30. You guys would have went to...
I mean, you know, if you're recruited or drafted... What do
drafted.
You
like? Sorry, drafted.
Jack Bauer?
That's what I said.
Drafted.
Well, if you're drafted, you have no option. The only option you have is to fucking risk to run. You know, to leave the country, but you'll never be able to come back. And you'll be a fugitive for the rest of your life.
Cheech Marin came back.
Yeah, there's a few people that came back.
It was fine.
Yeah, but that was a movie, wasn't it?
No.
that was my first thought.
No, he I think he was drafted into the Vietnam War, and he took off.
He dodged.
I think he went to Canada.
Didn't Muhammad Ali also?
No, he went to jail, though.
Oh, he did? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He actually went to jail.
Yeah, he refused to go, and he went to jail.
Yeah, so I'll just burn my draft card, right?
You say, "Wait, I never got it."
I never got it. It's kind of like jury duty, right?
Jury duty.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they'll eventually forget about you, right? They got so many other people.
I know they got Cherokee. I mean, Shomar and Victorious.
Why would they need me?
You know, to answer the question, if they drafted me like in my early thirties, not now, you know.
Okay.
He just shot yourself. Sure.
Bitch. I would have been good, I think.
You would have went.
I mean, I wouldn't have left, no. But you know what, back then I would have been okay because it wasn't like we didn't have Trump as a fucking president. It was Obama and Biden. So it would have been all right.
No, let's say the situation is the same and we're 30 years old now, let's say they drafted us. Fuck it. We have to go.
Fuck.
Like, how good of a soldier would you have been?
Well, I think I would be. I wouldn't be a grunt, that's for sure, because of my education and experience and all that. So.
Ah, you have one of those rare skills that nobody has, like typing.
Yeah, and being able to use ChatGPT.
Right. Okay.
So I would go in as an officer for sure.
And maybe
as
even
a general.
Maybe even a drone operator because you know video games so much.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
See, that'll work, right?
Damn, I'm fucked, bro.
Remember Starship Troopers when they all went and then, you know, fucking the main guy was a grunt and you had Doogie Howser who was a brainiac?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that would be me.
The brainiac Doogie Howser?
Yeah, maybe they'll give me like the Trump sun pass. They're gonna be like, this dude's too tall.
He's too tall.
He's too tall. He can't be in the military.
You fucks up the curve. No, yeah. Man. Like, you know, the all of the officers are your height. So you'd probably become an officer eventually.
Just for show? Oh, here comes Officer Mick. Bring out Officer Mick. What do I do? Just walk around.
And yell at them.
Yell at them.
Say, like, where is you? Why are your pants creased up? Dirty bayonet. How do you expect to slay the German army with a dirty bayonet?
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Don't delete me, bro.
I didn't delete it last time, man.
Fuck.
You know, like, we had some technical difficulties earlier today.
Yes, we did.
We had, like, one of the best segments ever. It was, like, 15 minutes of it. And Jericho,
all gold. It was all gold.
Yeah, it was platinum. It was,
I did not delete it.
It was the computer.
Where is it?
It's in the cloud. I don't know. Nobody understands the cloud, man. It's gone. But no, like somehow, like it looks like it's recording, and then when you hit like save, yeah. It just disappears. And it happened last time. Remember, Mick?
Yeah.
So like, how about if we try to recreate it now, just for the audience,
just for fun,
just for fun? We've done it before. Guys.
Yeah, we had it once. We did it once.
We've done it before. Let's do it. Let's try it again.
We've lied to the people.
The people.
In the past.
I mean, it wasn't a lie. It was just we recreated it because.
Yeah. You know, but at least we tell them that we're, you know, no research.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
So if they believe us, then that's on them.
So how'd you start the last segment?
So I started with talking about how I get my pedicure.
It's still funny that you get pedicures. Why do you get pedicures, man?
To maintain your feet. Make it nice and soft.
He was going to say, to look cute.
When you wear sandals. No, I usually, you know what? I get a lot of ingrown nails. So, and I try to.
Oh, see, that's why you wouldn't get drafted.
Oh, there you go. Hey, I'm going to get drafted.
You have an ingrown nail?
Really?
Because if you can't walk, then you no good.
You can't fight. Okay. Yeah.
You know what? They'll give me my, like, those dogs that don't have back legs. Little oh, wheels.
Hey, wheels.
Hey, Hot Wheels.
You know, by the way, that's like the stupidest shit in the world. I'm a total liberal, but when a dog or an animal can't fucking walk and it needs a fucking wheelchair, can you just kill the fucking dog?
No. Come on, man. You don't
mind.
You know what? I every morning I take my daughter to school. No. When I take my daughter to school, I see a three-legged dog, like a person walking a three-legged dog. And the dog's like hopping around. And at first I was like, poor dog. Like, what the fuck? Like, why are they putting him through this shit? That dog looks happy as fuck. Like, you know, super happy.
He probably got saved. That's why.
And I'm not going that far to kill a three-legged dog. Because they can still move with three legs.
Well, which leg is the one that's cut
it's,
off?
It's
the back or the front leg?
It's one of the back legs.
Oh, see, that's easier,
yeah,
right?
So he's like a tricycle almost. Right?
Yeah, there you go. Because all the support's in the front. Yeah. You need all the support in the front, man.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm talking about a fucking dog that's paralyzed from the neck down. Like, how do you...
From the neck down.
Like, why do you leave a dog alive?
No, from the waist down.
From waist down.
Yeah.
You don't want me to go that far?
No, I'm kidding. That's a quadriplegic dog.
Because there are fucking...
Quadriplegic dogs?
Yeah. And they put them in a fucking... In a little cart, and they walk him with a leash. Come on, puppy. Walk.
Wait, they're just dragging the dog in like a little cart?
Yeah.
See, that... No, that's not okay.
No, that is not okay.
And his legs are like fucking like hanging there and shit. Like, what the fuck? Just kill the motherfucker.
No. But if you have two working legs, which is the front, you can still have a little wheelchair and you can fucking drag yourself to anywhere you want to go.
What if it was like one... What if it was a front left leg and the back right leg that it still had?
No, because then he'll go in circles.
He'll burn tires.
It won't work, bro.
All right. Go back to your stupid pedicure.
Oh, yeah. So I get ingrown nails and stuff. So I fucked around and tried to, like, take them out. Do you guys get ingrown nails?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Oh, really? And you play a lot of sports, too.
I had them when I was younger. Then I started cutting my nails better.
You know, and I used to, like, cut it. And either I will cut it wrong. Well, it'll still stay inside, and then that shit hurts as it keeps growing.
Yeah. Where are you cutting that you're getting these ingrown nails?
No, my toes.
But where are you
my
cutting?
My big toes, the corners.
The corners.
The corners, they grow out instead of, like, growing like like a dome.
Yeah.
Sometimes they grow to the sides, so I have to kind of get in there to try to pull the little nail out.
On the side, yeah.
Yeah, so that happens a lot. And in back then, I used to always try to cut it myself, and then that shit would hurt like a bitch because I guess I wasn't doing it right.
Yeah.
So your shit would like get all swollen and red and shit?
Yeah, it'll get swollen and everything, so I would just cut it, and then if I fuck it up, then I'll get more swollen, and then I'll be like, fuck. And then, you know, so I would have to dig in there, and that shit hurt, man. And these Asian people, they know how to do that shit, like real good and shit. So they have those curved little... what is it, nail clippers or whatever? Mm-hmm. So that's the reason I started going and stuff. Because somebody told me, too. It's one of my coach told me, you should go get your, like, a pedicure. They do that shit.
But are they, like, when the little Asian lady goes in there, are they doing it so you can depend on them? Like, they're always going to cut deep enough so you can, you're always going to have an ingrown nail? You know what I mean?
No, because
you're like a drug pusher. They give you a little bit of drugs just so you can.
Just kinda, enough to come back.
Yeah.
Nah, cause I used to when I used to do it myself, I would cut the hole and I would get the big piece from the side.
Yeah,
and it's from both feet.
Oh shit!
But they will grow back.
It's just your big toes.
Yeah, just my big toes and stuff. And I guess with them, it's like you soak them so they get soft, you know, so they're able to like pull them out. And then I guess when you're doing it to like when they're doing it to me, you know, they're easier to grab onto the toe and kind of like
and just kind of
take it off where you're trying to do it and you're fucked.
So your nails just fucking basically they just kind of grow like
to the side
like a little mushroom
like a mushroom kind of they don't grow like up kind of
yeah
how they're supposed to
so that's the reason I started doing pedicures and
stuff.
That's
a good reason, bro.
So my reason was more vanity. I was like, I'm going on a 7-day cruise, my toes are gonna be out. Let me go with clean toes.
What, you said your toes gonna be out? Like one toe's gonna be out?
He's like, I have torn socks.
And it happens to be my left big toe.
It's gotta look cute.
You know, like, oh, yeah, I call him Old Yeller.
Wait, Old Yellow.
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller. That's okay.
Old Yeller. Old Yeller.
Is that hillbilly for yellow?
I think so.
Yeller?
Because that's a fungus, bro. Like once you got fungus, it's a different story.
So I think I got fungus from the fucking from the lady shop across the street from your place.
Really?
From the super secret location.
Oh, you went to T?
Yeah, I did. Little T.
Little
T or big T?
Little T's like 5 feet tall.
Yeah. It was
wait, there's a big T?
Yeah.
Bring out big T.
Oh, they're like, Barlow's is here? Big T?
Bro, she's 5 feet tall, maybe 85 pounds, bro, but she's strong.
Who, big T?
Big
little,
T, yeah.
Little, yeah.
Little, no, little
T. I was like, how little is little T? I'm like, shit.
She's a little baby.
See, but then that fucked it up for you because it's kind of like getting an STD the first time you have sex, right? Like, you're not gonna want to have sex again.
And then I don't ever want to go back. I just want to get this shit fixed because right now I have the fungus right now.
Was it that bad? Oh, the fungus.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So I went to the doctor the other day. I was like, hey man, you know, I want to get take care of this shit because I've been using topical over-the-counter shit, and none of it's working. So he's like, all right, well, let's get you on the pill. Not on that pill. Let's get you on the pill. But we need to do a physical because we want to make sure that your liver is fucking, you know, it's good, you know? Because if it's not, then, you know, you can't take it.
Yeah, the pill, that's the way to go, man. It's just, but the thing is, you can't, you know, they test your liver, but then they recommend that you don't drink, you know? Like, that's the tough part. Like,
yeah, he was throwing out fucking numbers like, 6 to 12 weeks. I'm like, what the fuck? 6 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, that's the recommendation.
That's like 5 months.
12, yeah. 12 weeks for 3 months.
Oh, 3 months. Oh, my bad. 3 months.
I'm like, wait. Yeah. See, like for me, because I did the thing. Like, I waited for a while. I was just like, yeah, maybe it'll go away. And I would put stuff on it, and it started like that with my big toe, and then it jumped over to the neighbor, right? My neighboring toe.
It migrated?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so then I was just like, oh, that's problematic. So, but I wasn't drinking as much anymore. Like, it's just, when I would come here, I would have a drink. But on the weekends, you know, I wouldn't really go out like that. So it was a little easier for me, but I did have some drinks. Like, it wasn't.
So do they tell you? Like, is it really you can't drink at all, or do they tell you, you know, don't drink like an alcoholic?
They say not to drink, but the thing is, like, get your liver results first, and if they're really good, if your liver results are really good, you, as long as you don't drink like a lush, like, you should be all right.
I think they tell you, they warn you just in case, like, if they tell you, oh, you could drink a little, you'll drink a lot. And if they tell you not to drink, they'll probably just tone it down a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, just have like one or two.
Okay. What's like when ladies are pregnant? You know what I mean? They're like, oh, you can have a glass of wine.
They tell you that.
Yeah.
No shit.
They say it even helps.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps to get laid.
Feel like a lady again.
Yeah, but it was worth it, bro. Like that was 3 months, but it clears it up.
Okay.
Like it clears it up. It like the discoloration goes away. If you have a thick nail, it goes away.
Damn.
Like it's just, and then it just grows out.
I got all that, dude.
Yeah.
My little pinky toe.
You're like,
I know it's little. Uh-huh. No, wait. I got little toes, but my pinky toes especially little.
It's really little.
It's an innie.
Pretty much. And like there's a tiny little nail, but it's thick and it's yellow. That, and I try to hide it. You know, like,
he's like, it's just tiny but thick.
He's like, I use that one to open up my cans.
Dude, you got the tia toe.
I got the tia toe, bro.
No.
So like it's I don't know, it's a little embarrassing, but I paint it like white so you can't see it. You know what I mean? Paint, like, you know, flesh color.
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking of that, I bought a nail polish because I'm going on a cruise in 25 days. Mm. So there's no fucking way I'm going to start this medicine,
right.
You know, for that. Because I got the alcohol package. So, you know, I got to use that shit up, bro. You know, 10-15 drinks a day, bro. So
that's it? 15 drinks? That's your limit?
No, I'm saying, you know, kind of giving the people.
The people.
Kind of an idea of how much drinking is going to happen.
I see.
Probably more like 20, 25 drinks.
All right.
Yeah. So I can't take that pill.
No.
Because I'm going to probably kill my fucking liver for sure in like 2 days.
For if I do sure. That yeah.
So I got to plan that shit right. Because then in May, a month later, I'm going to Vegas. But it's only for one night. And that's going to be fucking drinking all day, too.
Right. That's going to be drinking since the morning. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, fucking Shomar's going with us.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah. So. All right, I gotta plan that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna be like that day. I'll be like, "Show us your toes. Show us your toes."
I'm gonna show it to you, motherfucker. But it's gonna be painted.
You gonna airbrush it?
You know what? I haven't tested the paint, the nail polish yet, so I'm gonna see. Hopefully, it's like a good color.
Yo, Barlow's a bitch. He's gonna probably put little six packs on his little on his toe and shit.
You'll see. You'll see.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Hey, fellas, that worked out. We gave the people a recreation of what happened.
The people.
Well, they got a bronze version of it.
Yeah,
it wasn't platinum.
It wasn't that good.
No.
The first one was fucking gold.
It was hilarious. Oh,
it was fucking hilarious. Gold.
We tried, though, right?
It's like it was gold, like that dude that won the marathon. Did you guys see that shit?
No.
The fucking kid, was he for Kenyan? The other guy that fell?
The Kenyan was going to win, but then the American, Michigan, he's a teacher or some shit in Michigan. He fucking came in and 0.01 seconds, won in 0.01 by 0.01 seconds.
Bro, that guy thought he had it, man.
Did you hear about that?
The back
controversy.
Yeah,
controversy?
Yeah. Right. That was crazy.
Go ahead, Shomar. Tell us.
So it turned out that Kenyan was the same guy that came out of that Pirates from...
Oh, you're
Pirates.
Talking, you're talking about with the...
I am the captain now.
Is he the captain?
Yeah, he's the captain.
Holy shit.
What? Yeah, he's the guy from... I'm the captain now.
And the guy that won from Michigan is Captain Phillips.
Yeah, Captain Phillips.
So he won. He beat him.
Holy shit.
You guys didn't know that shit, huh?
No.
That is crazy.
Wait, is this fucking
you only hear,
was
you
this
hear,
a movie? Huh? This one, I have a feeling that this shit was like...
It's not a movie, and it's also no research, but...
You're like Barlow's, making shit up.
Wait, is this for real?
Yeah, he's the guy from
no, he's, no, he's
it
not.
Is.
He's not.
It he's is. Not. All right. Wait, you know what? I got this shit from Fox News. So it has to be real.
Just because he's Kenyan... Skinny and black, it don't make him.
And was on a boat when he arrived to the marathon.
I'm confused.
And is that the Kenyans that are fucking pirates or the Somalians?
Ah,
there you go.
It was his cousin or some shit.
I know we don't do any research, but this is not real, right?
I know. I'm so confused.
I guess not. So.
And Captain Phillips was a white man, and the one that won was a black man.
Oh.
Oh, hey, let's talk about Phyllis Banks, stupid.
I don't know, man.
Phyllis Banks from Fresh, Prince. Prince, man.
No. The controversy was that this guy, the Kenyan, he was on his way to win, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how far ahead he was of the other guy, like maybe a minute or two or something like that. And there was like police and there was a car and there were people chasing him.
The pace car.
Yeah. And he took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
And I think he, like...
No, but you know why, right?
No, I don't.
Because there was a woman there that was also from Kenya with the Kenyan flag and started running next to him.
Uh-huh.
And he was trying to, like, move around her or something like that. And when he did, he kind of saw the rail, so he went to the right.
Yeah.
Because the lady, and then they told him, no, it's on the other side. So then he came around.
So who was the woman?
Some random woman that just came out with the Kenyan flag. Yeah, a supporter that came out with the Kenyan flag and was like raising it and running next to him. And then I guess somewhere around like she got in front of him or something happened where she was in the inside and he was on the outside. And he kind of that's when
she the, confused he saw, the yeah, shit out of
so
him.
He went to this side because if it wasn't for her, he would have kept running straight.
Oh,
so
shit.
That was what do you think? Maybe 10 seconds that he lost right there. Maybe 15.
I didn't watch it, so I don't know how long was he in the wrong .
No, not very long. As soon as he went in, they told him, but he had to come back around and kind of
Not very long.
It wasn't that long, but
like one, two, yeah, maybe five, because you go five and then or 3 seconds, 3 seconds back, and then you go around
enough to lose the momentum. Probably.
So he wasn't that far ahead.
But you lose momentum. But just think, how far apart was it that he lost?
Yeah. Enough.
Enough where I think that would have actually, because you lose momentum. Because when you have to kind of like get back and get your wind back or something.
That Kenyan woman, I bet you if she's from Kenya and she was gonna go back home,
they're gonna kill that bitch.
No, come on.
She's in hiding
right now. She's seeking asylum. What?
And Trump said, no.
If I go back, they will starve me.
I am dead.
Man, do you guys remember that marathon where it was some British guy and he was like running and then he like ended up jumping into a cab?
Oh, yeah.
And then
he won controversy. It. Yeah, it was a big controversy.
He's like, what are drones? I didn't even follow me with drones.
No, they even put out a documentary and they called him the shame of a nation.
Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Is that true?
No.
Oh. Hey, what's going on there?
It's from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He's like, the British shame.
It was his butler. His butler, he did that shit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, stupid Jeffrey.
Stupid ass Nick. Victorious.
No, but there is this thing where some guy got disqualified because he hopped into a taxi and then let him drop it off a little bit.
Oh, that was real.
Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't win the race or anything. But he got disqualified because somebody like snitched on him or some shit like that.
Man, fucking bitches.
You know what? I think as far as I would go, I'll wear some Heelys.
What the hell are Heelys?
Isn't it those rollerblade shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's as far as I would go.
He's like, why show my running in place?
He's like Super Mario.
He's running so fast that you can't see his legs move.
You know what? I'll make like a cardboard third leg. Yeah.
With the music playing in the background. That way no one suspects a thing.
Like when you have a star.
Like, oh my goodness, he beat the Kenyan.
Man, you guys are old. You guys are talking about Nintendo.
1985.
Marlo's like, was that on PS5?
My first console was PlayStation 2.
Bitch, your first your first console was a Sauranian console.
It was a fucking rock.
I named it Rocky.
He was from Philadelphia.
Oh, man. But it was like, because my cousins had sent it into the group chat. They're like, oh, how sad when the Kenyan fell. And I'm like, I go, if he would have won, his ass wouldn't have been on the floor. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Because they're like, no, he collapsed. And I'm like, he collapsed because he lost.
Yeah. I think he tried to, like at the last moment when he saw, because I think he kind of passed him up. like kind of close.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
So I think when he saw that, he tried to push himself, and he just fucking just ate shit.
Do you think he didn't hear him coming? You know, because like when you hear somebody coming, you pick up the pace. But he thought he had it.
Oh
won,
yeah, he
because right?
usually you look back, right?
Yeah. Well, at least you try to like hear somebody coming.
Yeah.
But there's probably so much noise that he.
But that fool, you know, I think that coach probably like planned it. Planned that and
probably
because
he
took off quick like he was conserving energy.
So you
say
he think he recruited the Kenyan woman? Hey, run next to your homie.
Run interference.
Yeah. Run a reconnaissance on his ass.
10 seconds. That's all he needed, bro.
That is crazy. Imagine like you training every day and all the stuff or everything, just trying to like, you know.
Well, for these Kenyans, when you win a marathon, the country gives them, they get a fucking shitload of stuff. I think they get like a home, and they get like what?
Fresh water?
Fresh water filter.
A filter?
That's racist.
Oh, that's racist now, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
All of a sudden.
Fuck.
But a TT Chinese little.
There's nothing wrong with T's. There's nothing wrong with saying T.
Talk about, you know what? When you guys are saying TT, remember TT from work?
Oh, with a big old big ass titties.
How perfect was that name?
Oh, titty.
Titty. I called her titty.
What are you guys? I did. You couldn't say her name.
I would say titty.
He used to call her titty.
Titty. Hey, titty.
He's like, I'm sorry, I can't say your name. Well, if you stop looking at my titty, maybe you can say it.
Yeah, but you know what?
Her name was TT Layo.
TT Layo, but they called her
TT.
Yeah, they called her TT. But I remember what's up.
Well, how come now you could say TT? Now before,
well, I'm looking at Bartle's titty.
They're not titties, they're titties.
Dude. But she had those. It was they were huge. It wasn't like big.
What size? What would you say?
Like Fs are bigger than
they were like triple Ps.
Well, triple Ps.
No, they were big. I remember my first encounter with her. I didn't even know her because we ended up working with her. It was in a music class, right? And she used to sit behind me. And I was passing back a paper, and I turned back around.
Oh my God, the Rocky Mountains,
dude! And they were just sitting on her desk.
Wow!
Like they were sitting, and I'm like, how is this girl gonna write? Like there was no, she would have had to go like sideways. Yeah, there was no space for her to write on her desk.
Victoria's like, how is she gonna write music notes on
those? Yeah, let me hold up. Let me prop those up for you. Like, I was just like, damn, because they were huge, bro.
They were incredibly fucking big. Like,
what's the biggest? Like F, right? Some shit like that.
I don't know, bitch.
No, but they got triple whatever.
Yeah,
got,
it was triple
you
somewhere.
Got triple
dude.
Letters. Triple.
For sure, it was an F. It was like fucking
more
M's
bigger
O's.
Than that. Yeah,
yeah, they were huge. And then a couple years later, she got her breast reduction.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
She did.
Yeah.
What?
And why were those titties still fucking big? I was like, girl, you could have gotten a little smaller.
They probably wouldn't recognize her and shit.
Oh, man. They were still fucking big. And for some reason, she looked fatter. I think it's because now her big old titties weren't like hiding her stomach. I don't know. Or her arms weren't camouflaged by the bigness of the titties.
forget I brought this up, man.
Titty, if you're listening.
We sorry, titty.
We're sorry for your titties.
So there is such a thing as too big is or whatever. Well, there is such thing as too big, right?
That's what they say, man. Like Punky Brewster got a boob reduction, too.
I don't remember what they looked like before she got the reduction, though.
What other show she came out on?
Punky Brewster.
I don't know. That's Punky
I think
Brewster.
She came out on.
I wasn't the cop show.
No, the Wonder Years. I think she came out. On
she
the Wonder Years.
Maybe.
Yeah, she was Winnie Cooper.
No,
nah, she wasn't Winnie Cooper.
Not Winnie Cooper.
Yeah, but she was only there for like maybe a couple of episodes, I think. Right? I don't know.
A couple of episodes. Who?
Bitch.
Fucking Punky Brewster.
Oh yeah, Punky Brewster.
Moon Fry.
But hers weren't TT status, right?
No.
Yeah. You know what I just thought about? Why does Barlow know that show if it was like in the 80s?
That is true. Well, he does have the TV Land channel.
You know, I do. Yeah, exactly.
He's black and white, right?
I get to watch all those classic shows for historical purposes. Like, you know, Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
Three's Company.
What was your best show that you said that you look forward to?
To watching?
Like back in the old days.
Like back in the old days. I say... let's start from Let's see.
What age group?
Are you talking about cartoons or like TV show, like live action? All right,
do a cartoon and do a reality, not reality show, but like a real people show. A sitcom.
A sitcom.
Cartoons early series. On, like when I was like, from, you know, six, seven. See, I am 37. No, you're not. I used to love to watch, you guys don't remember this shit. What?
I missed the joke. I was like, I should have been like, you look 67.
6'7".
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I had to 6'7". Do it. I had to laugh. Go ahead.
He even held his chest.
He's like, oh. That killed me. No, go ahead.
I used to watch Exo Squad and Pirates of Dark Waters.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember those.
Those cartoons were fucking.
The other one I don't remember.
Some of the best ones.
I do remember Dark Water.
But then there was, you know, obviously there was G.I. Joe, Transformers, right? Yeah.
I remember Gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
I remember Gargoyles.
I actually like that shit.
Yeah. They should make a movie of that shit. Thundercats.
Thundercats.
Oh, they're going to make a movie of the Thundercats, right?
Yeah, that's a movie, yeah.
I like Thundercats.
Oh, I wonder who's playing Shatara.
Oh, that's going to be bad, bro. Ooh. Or that blue guy.
Oh, Panthro.
Panthro.
He was like Destro.
That's G.I. Joe.
Oh, you know what? You said Thundercats. No, yeah. I'm talking about He-Man.
Oh, He-Man.
Yeah, they're also coming out with He-Man.
I look forward to He-Man. Yeah, and actually, He-Man looks real now because there was another live-action He-Man that was just terrible.
Ah.
Yeah, with Dolph Lundgren, no?
Yeah, that was horrible. Yeah. They tried to make it too realistic. This one actually looks good.
Is He-Man gay?
Not in the new He-Man.
Oh, he's a man.
But in the 80s He-Man.
He was pretty fruity.
He was gay, right?
Yeah, he had the little bob and shit.
Yeah, he wore the pink shirt.
Well, even his tiger was gay. No,
he was a scary.
He was a pussy. He was a scary cat. Then he became, when he transformed, what name did he have?
Battle Cat.
There you go. Yeah, Battle Cat.
Battle Cat.
You know, we should do a trivia. See how... You know, how do we know our shows and shit? Yeah. But, it was Battle Cat.
Did He-Man have a sister?
Yes.
She did. She-Ra.
She-Ra.
Eventually. Yeah, I remember. All right. She was hot.
Yeah.
Bartle said, She-Man. I mean, She-Ra. We'll show you watching.
Look at El Salvador.
That was the other spinoff.
El She-Man.
Did you guys used to watch Rainbow Bright?
No.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, me either.
Well, I mean, my cousins used to watch it.
I knew of it because my sisters, but no, I didn't watch it.
You wouldn't watch it?
I didn't watch it. I would watch Care Bear.
Care Bear.
Care Bear. Yeah.
That was the gayest shit I watched.
Yeah. Care Bear stare.
Yeah, that was a mean motherfucker, isn't that girl?
Hell yeah. You remember? I was like, why are they hugging? Because we didn't get hugs as kids, so they're like, why are they hugging? The fuck?
Does that feel good? I wish I had a parent that would hug me.
You know, Mick will probably draw like a rainbow in his stomach.
I would Care Bear stare my mom.
Did she try to get a hug?
Like, get the key, maniaco.
Y bórrate eso de tu panza, güey.
You got a rainbow.
She'll tell your daddy, he'll beat your ass for being a fag.
Hey, was the rainbow always like
it was
gay?
Not. It was not.
It turned into like the symbol for being.
No,
gay,
they would like puff out their stomach and then they'll like shoot.
No, he's saying
no, and just in general.
When did the rainbow start
representing like gay?
I don't remember. It had to be like in the 2000s, though, right? There's no way when we were kids the rainbow was.
Yeah, because we were wearing rainbow socks all the time, right?
Yeah.
No. No, I did. I had like a rainbow wristband when I was a kid because my wrist was fucked up. No, it was a red, white, and blue. Never mind. Fuck. I'm trying to get pro gay here.
Yeah, but I don't remember like ever using or, you know, we used to roast each other all the time, but the rainbow never came up.
Never came up.
Like the only thing you would, and when you would think about rainbow, you would think about like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
I would think of Skittles.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I would think of Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Now it's like rainbow equals gay.
How?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
They fucked it up, bro.
Barlos couldn't name a cereal from his childhood.
It was all generic.
Sucaritas.
It all came in a bag.
No, I do remember bombitas.
Bombitas? They were like little grenade shapes.
Did it it have a prize in there?
Yeah, it was like a little grenade.
Wow.
Like a live action.
Wow.
Yeah, it would turn the milk green. Bombitas.
Oh man. But as far as cartoons, just going from cartoons, well, I liked Thundercats. Silver, I don't know if you guys remember Silverhawks.
Yeah.
Silverhawks. I like Silverhawks.
That's kind of like a Thundercat
rip off,
right?
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, you know which one I used to do? Voltron.
Oh, Voltron was the shit. Voltron was the shit.
Somehow, I don't remember the cartoon. I remember watching it, but I don't remember anything about Voltron.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There were Voltron and Messenger. Messenger Z.
I don't remember.
That was that robot with like a spaceship would go in his head.
Uh-huh.
I remember that one. And he'll control the robot. It was a Japanese one.
Oh, no. I didn't know that one.
The crazy shit is that the woman equivalent to like, it's kind of like a... The woman version of robot, I forgot the name, but then she would shoot her boobs as missiles.
What?
And that was back in the day.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. That sounds familiar, but no.
No, those titties are the size of titties.
titties.
All right, what about live action?
The sitcoms.
Sitcoms from back then.
You had to look forward to Married with Children, right?
Yeah, that was one of the.
Well, maybe the children's kind of a given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island was actually always very good. Yeah. Especially, yeah. Like, which one do you guys pick, though? Marianne or Ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger. Okay, you're a Ginger girl. All right.
I'm Ginger girl.
I'd be Marianne.
Guy.
My bad. I mean, guy. Sorry about that.
Thank God, Marianne, bro.
Yeah,
I like that she was a little conservative, but I could tell she was probably like a little skank.
Oh, she was a little freak. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, right? For sure.
What about Mrs. Howe? No, don't take her.
More mature. Hey, you remember the seven deadly sins, right?
Yes.
The one that once you enlighten our.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So like Gilligan's Island, because every TV show is based on either a Greek mythology story or the Bible. I don't know if you know that. And somehow you just got to find the parallels, right?
Right.
And Gilligan's Island was based on the biblical seven deadly sins. Every character represented at least one of the deadly sins.
Yeah.
So, like, you can give me, just throw out a character and I'll give you the.
Punky Brewster.
No.
From Gilligan's Island.
From Gilligan's Island.
Oh,
because at my age, I didn't know. I got my shows mixed up.
All right, well, let's start with Gilligan.
Okay, well,
No, he's the last one. He's the last one.
It's always right.
Thurston Howell the Third.
Thurston Howell the Third, if you remember, he was always so greedy.
Yeah.
And
that's all about money.
Greed.
So greed. He represented greed.
Okay.
What about the captain? What was his name? Skipper.
Skipper was a little heavy set, right?
Yes. Oh.
So he represented gluttony.
Gluttony.
And he was always angry
at Gilligan. Yeah. So it was anger.
So he was two.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Ginger.
Ginger represented whodom. Oh, not whodom, right?
Vanity?
No, not vanity. Lust.
Lust.
She represented lust.
Because she was always like fixing herself and she always like wanted to look like a certain thing. So.
And she tried to get stuff just with her sexuality.
With her looks.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's lust right there. What we got? Like, we got four so far.
Yeah. Marianne.
Marianne.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember Marianne.
She was envy.
Because
she was always envious of Ginger.
Ginger,
yeah.
That's right.
The way she would carry herself, the way she would kind of like manipulate people and everything.
Yeah.
And she'll be jealous of that shit.
Yeah.
What about the professor?
The professor represented pride. Because, you know, like he was always so prideful that he knew everything.
Right.
You know, but that was one of his deadly sins.
Pride. I see. Who else was on there?
Mrs. Howe represented gluttony.
No.
Oh, sorry. No, not gluttony. Sloth.
Oh, because that bitch didn't do nothing. Anything.
She never
wanted to lift a finger.
Yeah. Whenever there was like a rescue, she was always late to the party. She never helped to do anything.
Right.
She was just try to show up. Right. So that she represented sloth.
So that leaves six.
Is that six?
Gilligan.
And then Gilligan.
Well,
or one more.
What? There's one more, isn't there?
No.
That's seven.
That's already seven.
That's seven.
No, it's six. Now Gilligan.
Gilligan, though, he represents the devil. Because if you remember, he always wore red,
mm-hmm.
And he's the one that always prevented them from getting off the island.
He was sabotaging.
He was sabotaging. Yeah. Anytime they come out with a good plan, just like holding up a mirror, somehow you'll find a way just to break it.
To break that shit.
And then they wouldn't find him and shit. And that's because he wanted to keep them in hell.
Oh, shit.
Damn. So the island represented hell.
Yes.
Damn. That's crazy.
Damn.
Well, that's interesting.
Then they say that, I mean, I don't know much about that one, but I did hear that, what is it? Scooby-Doo.
Uh-huh.
It was like LSD or some shit like that.
Really?
Some shit like that.
What?
Like an LSD trip? The whole
like
thing?
Something like that. Like, yeah, like, or okay. That's why they always like had the munchies and shit. Well, no, Shaggy.
Shaggy like and Scooby.
Scooby too, yeah. With both of them.
Yeah, they were both fucking smoking the same peep button.
So some shit like some like
connection.
Yeah,
to some
connection
a,
to that shit, like yeah. To some drugs or some shit yeah. Like that. So
you know who I thought Fred was gay?
Well,
I thought
Fred.
He was Fred, the guy that would wear the ascot.
Fred, the blonde
guy.
One,
oh,
the guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I thought he was gay, but I think he was banging both the chicks, bro.
Well, I mean, it depends on which, what is it, Pornhub you what yeah, what other parody that, you watch.
But he would always send Scooby and Shaggy, hey, you guys go over there. Is that Daphne and Wilma? And Wilma, that's her name.
Yeah,
no, it's not Wilma. No.
Yeah, Wilma.
It is Wilma.
That's her
it's
name.
Wilma.
No, Wilma.
Daphne and
no.
Wilma.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wilma, was it
yeah.
Wilma?
Yeah,
I think so.
I thought Wilma was.
No, Wilma was the one with the glasses.
From the Flintstones.
That's another woman.
That's another
Wilma.
Wilma.
Velma.
Velma. That's right.
Yeah,
Velma.
Velma.
Oh,
I'm like, I knew it wasn't Wilma. I was like, shit.
Oh, Velma is from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
yes, that's right.
No,
that's
and he would take them. He'd be like, hey, follow me. And then all of a sudden.
We're going to go look for ghosts.
In the green machine. The fucking band starts rocking and shit.
Oh, you know where Jericho lives? Down the street. There's a guy that has the green machine.
Oh, does he?
The yeah. Dream machine. No, the dream. No, the mystery machine.
Mystery machine.
My bad.
Mystery machine.
Yeah. The mystery machine. Yeah, it's a duplicate.
It's oh, fucking shit. Nice, bro. It nice. Looks exactly like, it's an exact replica of it. It's
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
He will come in and be like, Jericho, come with me to the let's
go look for ghosts.
Let's go look for ghosts. You can be Velma this time.
No, but he did. He did live down the street and stuff. I was like, oh shit, it's a straight duplicate.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but that's when cartoons were cartoons, bro. Now they, I don't know. The cartoons now are trash.
They're like fucking. Because back then the cartoons were actually kind of. Yeah, they had a little bit of violence to them, right?
They sure
but
did.
But you know, I mean, they had some kind of meaning. I think like every episode.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like these shows now, like you're really like you're just like kind of puzzled. Like, okay, so what are they trying to do? Or you know, there's no meaning, man. It's just kind of just whatever.
Even if they had violence, they had a purpose behind the violence. So yeah. You can you know cause and effect.
Right.
You learn something from those cartoons, right? I think the cartoons nowadays they have no point. It's just a run-on sentence.
Yep.
Or they try to push like really push the message to you, and then it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that's too much.
Yeah, you kind of get desensitized to that. Like, there's no structure to the lesson. Right.
And then the creators get sloppy with like their characters. They don't even like get that much detail there's art. Like, yeah. It's just like regular ass scribble or whatever. Mm-hmm. Stuff. So that's crazy. Well, I'm glad I grew up with my era and stuff.
I know.
There was a lot of good shit back then.
I know. Before we leave though, like the one that I really looked forward to though has to be Tiny Toons.
Tiny Toons?
And to me.
Yeah, that was good.
It was like the three with Yakko, Wacko, and Dot.
Man, yeah.
That was the fucking funniest fucking three little whatever you want to call them. Little trio that I've ever seen in cartoons.
Were they dogs? What were they?
No, they were, well, one of them looked like a dog, but they were, was he, oh shit, I don't know what they are.
Are they? Were they dogs?
They look like, they like Pluto and Goofy, like
yeah.
A little mixture of those
like a
two.
Mixture, huh?
And then Pinky and the Brain, that was funny too.
Pinky and the Brain. And
you know what, since you're bringing that up, fucking, we can't leave out DuckTales.
Oh, DuckTales was good
bro.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
DuckTales was fucking the shit.
You remember there used to be a package, TGI Friday.
Yeah.
On Channel 7.
Right.
Are you
right.
Talking about TV shows?
Yeah, TGIF.
TGIF.
Oh, but that was a TV show, huh?
That was.
But there was one on KCAL.
Cartoons?
It was a cartoon. It was a Rescue Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
DuckTales. Gargoyles. And
yeah,
there was another
Dark
one.
Darkwing Duck?
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
Duck.
Yeah.
And
Darkwing
then the
Duck.
Jungle Book. No, that was DuckTales.
Yeah, DuckTales. Ah, man, DuckTales was basically Mr. Scrooge. Or Duck,
Uncle Scrooge.
Uncle Scrooge, which was Duckworth. I think I forget his real name.
Duckworth is the pilot. Is the pilot.
Oh,
yeah.
And then the three kids, right?
Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck.
And his Lucky Penny.
Yeah.
No, Lucky Dime.
Lucky Dime. You know which one I was forgetting? I thought it was...
his number one dime, actually.
I thought it was...
His first dime?
Number one. The first dime he ever made. Yeah.
I see.
The other one was Tailspin.
Tailspin.
Balloon. That was kind of like Jungle Book shit. Yeah, it was all those that would play during that little series package.
Did you know that Chippendales, one of them looks, supposedly looked like Magnum P.I. and the other one looked like, what's that guy from the Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, yeah. Like one of them had that little jacket. Indiana Jones. And then the other one had the little red Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
I like Monterey Jack.
He smelled cheese.
And his fucking his mustache. That was crazy, man.
Good time, for sure, man.
Damn, that just takes me back, man.
Y'all taking me back to
man. I'm gonna get sad, dude.
To TV land.
Let's stop this topic, man. It's making me sad.
This is Ramon
Stav
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, Bartles, why'd you get so pissed off when I said that steak wasn't for you?
Because
it smells so good.
Because how dare you cook and not fucking want to give us any steak?
I know. Look, I was cooking for my wife and my dogs, and it was four steaks, and I was like, man, Carlos is going to come over here and try to fucking own one of these steaks right here.
That's why you should have started cooking earlier.
I tried, man.
Or you should have got another package.
Or you should have put five steaks on there.
I tried. I really did try, but I couldn't finish earlier, man. I lost track of time, but I was like, and I knew. Mick, he was very, very courteous. He didn't even claim one. And
he was outside. He was crying right behind you. He was like, oh, like Chavo del Ocho when he's licking his lips and shit.
He said, I sure am hungry.
With a torta and shit. Yeah. I was making it back.
Well, you know, he pretended not to fucking, you know, be upset that you weren't cooking any for us. Because when he opened the door for me, he's like, hey, Cherokee's cooking steaks. But.
No, but I prepped him.
He prepped me. Yeah, but they're not for us.
And he said it with such a disappointing voice.
Yeah. You still came in.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, and he still came in and demanded one.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to just let it go like that. Like, do you know me? Shit.
Well, I felt I needed to prep him because fucking Bartles was probably just going to grab one and fucking take a bite out of it. And then look at Jerky like he's the crazy one.
Wait, what?
You know, in retrospect, I should have had a steak ready for you guys.
In retrospect.
Yeah. I should have. But I was like, I just have a thing about some, like, people, like, what do you call that? Like
grabbing your food?
No, well, that too. But like assuming that they can, you know, they can have it. You know what I mean?
Of course. Of course.
So when you said it, I was like, not for you.
he was like, no.
He already had your name written on it and everything. But as soon as you claimed it, he's like, fuck this.
Like, fuck that shit. That's like me being a dog and like, oh, I can't look at the food because if I do, I won't get none.
So wait, you're calling yourself a dog? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's how you treated me.
You should have hit him with the newspaper.
I know, right?
Down, Bartles.
Down.
So if you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be?
I'd like a Rottweiler.
Ooh, damn. Nah,
a little too much?
Well, fellas, what kind of dog does he look like?
He's like a bulldog.
Like a bulldog or Frenchie?
No, not a Frenchie. No? More like a bulldog.
Bulldog? Yeah. Okay, yeah, bulldog.
Yeah, bulldog. All right.
Okay. I do snore.
What type of dog would Mick be?
It'll be a
like an old Doberman.
A big old tall one.
Like an old Great Dane.
Old Great Dane.
No, you know those Great Danes. Those Great Danes that are just hairy. Just kind of like,
that's true. Because
the other Great Danes are like very active.
Yeah.
But the ones that are like all full of hair, they're just like
big
chill,
old,
like
tall motherfuckers, right?
Bitch, there's no hairy Great Danes.
There is.
No, there aren't.
Just they are, fool.
Like a lot of hair or just...
What no, it's like a
shaggy Great Dane, you
yeah,
mean?
Like a shaggy Great Dane.
I don't know about it. There is one. Maybe those are crossed.
Yeah.
Maybe you were dreaming.
And I'm not that hairy.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Nah,
like a Doberman, but
like an old Doberman that's like, about to die.
Yeah, like cuz like fucked up hips and shit. Yeah.
That has the wheelchair in the back.
And I just put him down already.
Yeah, Brian, yeah, you know, I'll give you that. Like, yeah. Doberman. And stuff.
Yeah, just put him down, man.
I was saying, like, Marmaduke. What was the Marmaduke?
Yeah, like a Marmaduke.
Oh. What's a Marmaduke?
Oh, like I don't know. It's like a Great Dane. He's a Great Dane.
Okay. Oh, a Scooby-Doo.
Oh, is that Marmaduke?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a same breed or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I think so. I think
okay,
so.
Yeah, maybe. Like a Scooby-Doo.
All right,
yeah.
All right, perfect. All right.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about this guy?
I will be like a French bulldog.
Poodle?
French bulldog? No.
Oh, French
bulldog. No, but what do you call those dogs that they usually, like, everybody now is trying to sell them and shit? Which was like stocky.
Oh, those are
the Frenchies.
The Frenchies.
French bulldogs.
Nah.
I'm afraid to ask, man.
You look
which one?
Afraid to ask about myself, but go ahead. Keep talking about Shomar over here.
Yeah, right.
What does he look like?
I think so.
You're like a mutt.
Like a
like a cross.
You're like a mutt.
Like a cross between like a dash hound and like a fucking like a chihuahua.
Hmm. I don't like know what hairy chihuahua. I don't know what a dash hound is.
Bitch.
A Dotson?
The hot dog.
No, the hot dog.
Oh, Dotson.
Oh, is it a dog? Is it Dotson? Dotson?
Yeah. No, I'll be the target one.
Oh, the
target
Spud
dog.
McKenzie.
No, McKenzie, yeah.
What are the Terriers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
American Bulldog. American
there
Bulldog.
You go.
American Terrier.
Right, there you go.
Okay. Right. Man, that's an ugly dog, man. I don't know if you want to pick that one.
Jerick is a greyhound.
God damn it. I knew it. You know what?
You're right.
I'm Santa's little helper.
Yeah.
You know what? I think like a golden retriever.
A golden retriever. But I'm not hairy, though.
No.
He's not hairy yet.
And
he's
not
blonde
he's
either.
He's not stocky either.
No, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, it has to be a greyhound.
Yeah, because golden retrievers, they're active when they're young, right?
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, no, I think a greyhound.
But they're good
guy.
With families and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
They
very
are
very
yeah.
noble and everything like that.
Oh,
so,
greyhounds yeah. are too, unless you ask them for something
or a piece of meat.
You ask them for a steak.
You're such a bitch.
That really got to.
Unless you walk into their home and well, you,
while they're grilling,
and you know them for over 20 years. And they've never cooked for you.
Don't feel bad, Jerry.
In their entire life.
But you know what? You got to give him credit. He came in with a piece of meat sliced, and he kind of.
I always had that idea. I was just gonna slice it up, but I was like, I gotta burst this bubble.
Yeah,
I can't let him win. I can't let Bartles win.
You gotta teach
fight.
Him a lesson.
Yeah, I do. I always feel like I have to teach him a
lesson. At the end of the day, though, I was thinking. He's a softy. He's gonna bring us a piece.
I was always gonna bring you that piece.
Yeah, see,
I was always gonna bring you that, but I needed to just kind of like
hit him with the newspaper.
Yeah, a little bit.
Down, Bartle.
You know, Bartle will be the dog that just keeps licking himself.
he's like, fuck it. I got my own meat.
Keep me full for a little bit.
Hey, this is Pax.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas.
What's going on?
My house almost.
What's up?
My house almost burned down yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Shut the
yes,
fuck up.
Yes, there was almost no show today.
Well, what happened?
Hell?
I threw like some, I think it was a rug, like a little, one of those little tiny rugs. I washed it in the washer and then I threw it in the dryer. To dry it, but like a lot of pelusa comes off of that fucking thing.
Yeah,
and it almost started a fire in my dryer.
Wait, that's real?
That's real. Yes.
Holy shit!
And were
you drying it in fucking like super high?
No, it was in medium.
Oh, what the fuck!
But this was the thing, and I think hopefully a lot of the listeners and you guys it will save your house one day, because behind the drum there's where the air comes out. Right, you see all these little holes, and that's where the air is coming from.
Yeah.
There was a lot of lint back there, and then I could not see. It almost looked like tinder, like if you just buy like little blocks of tinder.
Yeah.
Because it was almost like different colors and brown and all kinds of shit. So it'd been there for a long, long time. I thought that throwing the rug caused that issue, right?
Probably clogged it more.
No, it just sparked up. It was a big old block of lint.
Holy shit.
Just so what, like, did you smell it or did you see it?
I smell it. And luckily, see, this is what I do. A lot of the times I'll throw something in the dryer and I'll leave. And I'll just take off. I'm like, fuck it. It'll dry while I'm not here, right? Mm-hmm. And this time I was around and I was cleaning up and I went to the restroom, and as I was passing by, I smelled like burning, right? And I was like, oh, that's fucking weird. Maybe it got stuck. Because you know how like sometimes things get stuck. And
right.
You start smelling shit. So I opened it, and I smelled it more. And then I looked in, and there was a little fire in the back.
An actual fire. Oh, shit. I thought it was just smoking.
He's like, I created fire. Cherokee, that's Castaway.
The spinoff. Laundromat Castaway.
Yeah, man. It was something that I've never thought that I would see. Because you would think, like, the lint that catches fire is the one that's in the lint trap or something.
Right.
But this was something behind the drum.
That's crazy. Holy
like, shit. It's hidden. You can't even see it.
Yeah.
Like, you have to really put a light in there, and to like see what is in there, because it was dark. You couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
So I spent all night tearing, like trying to like separate it, and like I was doing everything trying to get it out, because I didn't want to take apart my whole dryer, because I tried. Try to go through the back, and that didn't work. And then
It didn't work through the back, huh?
Yeah, no.
That's usually how.
I said no.
Wrong home, motherfucker.
I had to go through the front, and then I realized, like, if I take it off, then it's just going to be a whole mess.
You don't have, a blower? Like, one of those little handheld blowers that'll fucking throw air in and just, like, push everything
computer
out?
Ones?
I did, but it was so thick. Like, the lint was so compacted.
It was packed.
It was like somebody compressed it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You know?
So it's like a brick, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like a brick
of lint. Oh, okay.
Yes. And it was almost all of it was at the bottom. So
how long did you have those dryers?
I've had thing since 2004.
Damn.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of fucking lint.
That's a lot of lint.
So how did you get it out?
So finally, I tried everything at first. I tried those like tweezers, and I tried
Did you try your little toes?
I tried my little toes. It did go through the holes, but
his nail got it.
Grab my strong hand.
It was grabbing my strong toe.
It was grabbing him though. Like you say that my toes don't grab, but they grab shit, man. It was grabbing him. And then I tried a vacuum, and then while it was like. Pulling it towards me, I was trying to like pull out little by little. I'm gonna be here all fucking night. Then I got like one of those metal straws, and I was trying to poke it, and I was trying to do everything. Then I finally fucking wised up a little bit. I had some pipe cleaners, you know, like the old school pipe cleaners,
right.
The ones that you clean the straw, the metal straws with.
Yeah.
And I grabbed my my drill, and I bent the pipe cleaner kind of like as an L, and I stuck it through the hole, and just fucking let it rip. And that shit just tore everything apart.
Okay.
Nice. And then I was able to like vacuum it all up with the little straw. Cause I was like MacGyver yesterday.
Yeah. Damn.
Like I was bending straws, doing all kinds of shit. So I had like one of those metal straws that was kind of bent, and I duct taped it to the vacuum, and then basically created like a hose. And that was going through the holes to take out all the rest of it.
Holy shit.
But I had to tear it apart first, and that took a long time to even think of that.
Man, it almost sounds like you were better off just letting it catch fire, bro.
That's too much work.
Yeah, I'd be like, man, fuck this.
Jerky's like, I gotta have something in this garage that's gonna help me. I haven't saved all these boxes full of shit.
For this moment.
This is the moment.
This is the moment.
Yep, the moment. They told me I would never use it. Yeah. But I did.
I almost felt like that guy. Have you guys seen that Instagram guy that says, fuck? I mean, was it fuck's sake?
Oh, yeah.
What? No way. Fuck's sake.
He sees clips from like other people that try shit. Uh-huh. And he goes, what?
No way.
And then he like goes, and he always has like the stuff, and he tries himself, and then he like debunks it
or
it works and shit like that. So
I almost felt like that guy, because I was like, well, I just invented some shit.
You should do it and let him try it and shit.
I know, right?
But that's the shit that people don't think about, because they're just like in the lint trap and whatever, and you clean whatever's in there.
I've never would have thought about that.
This was way in the back, and then I looked it up on the internet, and I guess this is a common issue. So it does happen a lot. So, it was sparked up, bro.
And then, it's in your inside of your house too,
it was
right?
Inside of my
it's
house.
Not like
and
it
the
was
crazy
in your
shit
garage
is that
or
you had a lot of lint
a
in
lot.
There, so that shit would have caught up the whole thing and stuff. So, fuck.
Yeah. So, hey, man. So the you know if you do have an old dryer, it's one thing to take out all the lint in the front, but you know, don't forget the one in the back.
Don't ever forget the back.
Yeah.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
All right, all right, all right, fellas. It's time to get out of
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on, man.
What?
Yeah.
It's time to go, bro.
Not yet, bro.
It's already fucking 12 midnight.
Oh, hey, they changed the time.
I know.
That's right.
How's that fucking with you guys?
Bro, man, I can't make it through the day without taking a nap.
That used to do that before.
Oh, well. Well, then you know, the same mission continues. No, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, damn, it's an hour early than before, but I have to get up because I have to take my daughter to school, right? And I feel sluggish, like, all fucking day because I think I'm used to that extra fucking hour, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel, you know, I feel fucking tired as fuck.
So what time does the sun come up nowadays?
Up?
Yeah. What time?
It comes out at 5.
It's 5. We don't need the sun at 5. 6 o'clock. 6:30 is probably the earliest that the sun should be up, right?
Yeah shame on the sun.
Yeah. What kind of shit is that?
I mean, if you're going to go to work, like, when you're on your way to work, that's around 7, right? 7:30?
I'm on my way to work at around 8:29.
Okay, 29. But, yeah. Like, let's say for normal people.
Oh, okay.
Like, let's say 7 is probably the earliest that you leave the house, right? You want the sun to be, like, a little bit right?
Yeah, for sure.
So 6:30 is fine. But 5:30, you don't need the sun. Yeah.
You know, well, I like it when it's dark and you go to work.
Because, really?
Because there's no kids, you know, running around and shit. Like clogging up the, you know, there's no parents dropping off their kids and shit like that, so I just get to work fast. So.
No,
when
I
the lights out, they're like, it's always fucking busy and packed.
No, I get it. But I think getting dark early is the part that I don't like.
Yeah.
I would love to see it be 6 o'clock and still have sun.
I would love to be. You know what? There's a time where it's like 7 o'clock in the
and the sun's still out.
It's still out and shit. I love it.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's in the summer.
Do you feel like you can do so much shit, man?
Yeah.
Isn't that coming up? Like, it's coming
up.
Yeah,
it's coming up. Yeah, yeah.
That's why we spring forward to get ready for that.
Damn, yeah. I lost a fucking bet this weekend, too, man.
No way.
Because my wife was like, oh, they're going to put the hour ahead. And I was like, no, it's back. She's like, what do you want to bet on it? Like, $100? I'm like, she's like, yeah. Oh, no, I only have 20. I'm like, all right, well, 20. And then she realized she was right. And then she was like, no, 100. And I'm like, oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, that's why they have the saying, the spring forward, fall back.
Yeah, I
fall
fucked back. That one up, yeah, though. Yeah. I said spring back.
So spring back.
Fuck. Fuck that one up.
How did that make any sense in your head?
It did at the time.
It fall forward.
He's like, fall forward? What the fuck?
You got to fall forward, right?
Yeah.
Who falls back?
Who falls?
Stupid.
Hilarious. All right. Get out of here, man. Zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
Come on.
Hey, you know what? You guys forgot right now that you talked about MacGyver.
You know what show
I think we all look forward to and we forgot and shit? Was the A-Team.
Oh,
yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. They were fucking Murdoch and all them.
Yeah.
Hannibal and all them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a different show. Anyways, let's go Dodgers. They're killing it. Their preseason and stuff like that.
What about the World Baseball Classic? Have you guys
Well, yeah, I've been watching it. And
holy shit, man.
Did it's you see about the what's
his name? The Mexico game? Or
yeah, the Mexico
about?
Game with USA. And what was it, the black player we have?
Oh, Rosarena.
Yeah, Rosarena tried to shake the hand of the back catcher. And he didn't.
Really?
But then I was reading the comment, and they're like, yeah, no back catcher's going to touch the hitter because they have talk.
It's called catcher.
The catcher.
No catcher.
Back catcher.
No catcher.
Well, the catcher.
Where's the front catcher?
Huh?
That's what we used to call
it. Yeah, we used to call
it
back catcher,
back
right?
Catcher.
Yeah.
But it's
well,
catcher.
I guess I don't do it because, you know, I'm a little younger.
Yeah, that's how we used to do it back in the day.
Anyways, yeah, he didn't want to shake the catcher. But then I was like, everybody was like, that's fucked up. Fuck him. And yeah. But then I was reading some of the comments saying, like, yeah, you can't do that because he has tar on his hand. And if he touches him,
get on the ball.
Yeah, yeah. It gets sticky and all that bullshit.
No blame.
Well, that fucking. Anyways, yeah, so it's been good, and, you know, Mexico's out, so fuck it.
Are they out? They only lost one game so far.
They're not out.
They're not out yet.
No, oh, not yet, not yet.
Yeah, they made it into
That's right, because the coach said, like, you know, it would be ideal if we could, you know, all I want is to meet the USA back in most likely is going to be in the final. Yeah.
So they play tomorrow. Well, I'm sorry. Well, they play on March 11th.
Yeah.
And they play Italy. And Italy is a fucking power.
They said they're good, huh?
They're really good, yeah.
What about Japan? I haven't seen Japan.
Well, Japan is always good, but I don't know how, well, how good they're this year.
I think the U.S. is favored, and then it's Japan, and then it's Dominican Republic.
I can see Dominican Republic leading the charge in this one.
Mexico's like fifth, I think.
So, you know, we got to catch some games, and then, you know, as the Dodgers warm up, and then when regular season starts, we got to make sure we make it Axel Fellas Dodger night.
We can make six for that
day. Oh, there you go. Bartle's like, that's too like far.
Motherfucker, too soon. I'll make you a tomahawk. How's that?
Where are you going to buy it at?
At the carniceria.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a chuleta.
Chuleta. With a long bone. What the fuck is this?
It's a baby tomahawk.
I told him to cut it, you know, half an inch thick.
Budget cuts, bro.
It's still a tomahawk.
So with that, I'm out. Nick?
Man, fucking funny show, man. I'm a little sad about the fungus segment. That shit was fucking, it was gold.
I know,
gold.
Man. I wish my skull was cuter, but, you know.
The segment that we didn't, lost the gold one.
The ghost segment.
Yeah, but we gave him some bronze, but it was all right. Yeah, man.
Next time, you have to remind me to check on it.
I know. We looked, and that was
no,
it. And
no,
then,
it was recording.
And, and then that's when you pulled out your meat, and we were like,
"Wow,
mesmerized and shit."
You guys were mesmerized.
Yes, we were.
It's a little chewy, but it tastes
good. It'll work.
Yeah, man. Shout out to also. I didn't bring. I forgot to do the also
his topic.
Yeah, I'll save it for next time. But shout out to also. Shout out to Chavo. I know. Them fake motherfuckers, like you guys like
the fake fellas.
Yeah.
can you give us a little preview of what the also question was?
It was kind of easy. It was if you can add a zero to anything in your life, what would it be?
Okay. All right. Well, next week on the show, there'll be that also question.
Zero. Okay, we got time to think about it.
Oh, no, I forgot. After you bone your sister.
Okay.
What a very good soup. Ba 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 dee. Ba 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 doo.
And this week, I want you guys to check out these movies that I've been watching. And finally, there's good movies back in the theaters. And I think.
Theater. Okay.
And yeah, because theaters were dying, bro.
Now,
every time I go, the whole theater is packed. Even though now they're tiny as little theaters, like because of all the comfortable chairs, you know the what do you call that one? The recliners.
What do you call
D-box.
That? What is it? 4X or some shit?
All that shit. Yeah, they're tiny ass like theaters that. Now, man. You should be like hundreds of people.
But you know,
you're complaining of the comfort.
Well,
they're like a little too comfortable.
the ones at Cinemark, they even warm you. They have temperature control.
Yes, they do, bro.
Really?
Yeah. So if you have a bad back, that shit's going to
work. See, but that shit tomorrow. Wouldn't work for me. I think when you get too comfortable, you're going to get sleepy.
Yeah.
Well, you can control it.
No, but anything, just a recliner. So
you don't go to the theater?
I do, but the ones that I go to, they
he's
just
like, I
they
go
just,
to the ones
they
I
just
go,
they
I
just
go to HP.
They just rock, and that's because they're missing a screw.
Yeah, man. People even take their little blankets. It's fucking awesome. But this past week, we watched Scream 7.
How is that?
And I mean,
that's that comedy one, right?
Not the comedy one.
No, that's Scary
Movie.
That's Scary Movie.
There was a preview for Scary Movie, and it was really fucking good, man.
All right.
Damn. And so I'm looking forward to that one.
So Scream, but Scream year.
But Scream, I do recommend it. It's a throwback to like how scary movies used to be. Or what do you want to call them?
Slasher movies.
I used to be. And there's a lot of previews that have a lot of good-looking movies, too. He-Man was one of them.
Oh, there you go.
So there
was one scary one. It's called The Passenger. Mm-hmm. That shit gave me a jump scare. Like, just the fucking trailer. I was like, Cherokee, let's watch this one. He's like, nope.
Nope. I'll pass on that one.
There was a trailer of Michael, the Michael Jackson movie. He was like, ooh. I can't wait to see that one.
In my warm chair with my blanket.
And Barlow's, you going to come with us on that? Like, nope, I pass.
Come on, man. I still got my Michael jacket, man. Man, I'm going to watch that one. And so that was on my list as well. But then another one was Hail Mary. That one looks pretty good. It's
Hail Mary? What is that?
Ah, fuck. What's that one dude's name? Ryan Gosling Secret. Or something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He goes into space to try to figure out why the sun died or something.
Something like that. What? It's a weird movie.
Sounds like a country song, man.
But it looks like one of those good movies that are probably out there. So there's a ton of movies that I recommend, but none that I would recommend that are streaming, unfortunately.
Oh, they're not streaming?
No, they're all in the theaters. So
no, but I'm saying they're all, but well, they're not streaming only on theaters.
They're only in theaters right now. Yeah. So like, I think the theaters are back. They're actually finally going into the theaters.
Have you seen War Machine on Netflix yet?
I have not.
I gotta check that out.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it was cool. Machine.
Really?
Yeah, it's with the guy from Jack Reacher from Prime.
Oh,
Mountain State.
Yes, guy. I forget his name. Yeah. Alan Rickman or something. Yeah.
It's cool.
I'll check that out, man. I did watch this one show called 56 Days. It's on Prime.
I started it and I don't get it.
It's a little dark.
Yeah. The girl. I don't know. I can't get past her face, kind of.
I thought she was AI at first.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Because she doesn't look real, right?
Me and Vicky like, you know what? There's a show that I want to recommend to everybody.
Sure.
It's called, what is it? Love is Blind? Island? Love is Blind?
Love is Blind. That's as bad as Love Island.
Yeah, well, Love Island's on something else. I'm like, damn, I gotta stop making let my girl stop making me watch Love is Blind.
Well, what is Love is Blind all about? Because I've heard of it. I just
well, you know what? Let's
it.
Save it for the next show.
Okay.
And see if actual love could prevail in those shows. In all these shows. Okay. There's all these shows where they have it. It's like, can you really find love within like certain time of month?
Like Megan and Frey in love?
No. No, there's, I mean, do you guys believe it in love at first sight?
Well, yes.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
But that means that you have to see the individual to love them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people claim that once I saw you, I know that was it.
Yes or
it
no.
wasn't like I saw you, I thought you were like attracted or anything like that.
It
but
took me some time to figure out that I loved you.
But some people swear like by looking at this person, that's it, like game over.
Yeah, I can see that. So, yeah, absolutely.
So, I don't know. I guess next week.
We'll talk about it next week. Yeah. Other than that, make sure you rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.